The latest Marquette University poll, released earlier this week, has Burke and Walker tied at 47% each among likely voters. That was a 5-point decline for Governor Walker from the previous poll. With the race tightening and Election Day fast approaching, Mary Burke says her campaign strategy is to hit the road.
I travel around. I've been in Wausau this week. I'll continue to travel around the state, and every major area of the state is important.
According to UW-Milwaukee political science professor Mordecai Lee, Burke's decision to travel outside her strongholds of Madison and Milwaukee isn't about trying to convince undecided voters. He says she's trying to get Democrats, who are more likely to stay home for midterm elections, to the polls.
The way she wins the election is by expanding voter turnout. In other words, by bringing in voters who might be registered but are less likely to vote.
Lee says that the small number of undecided voters in this election, about 4% according to the Marquette poll, is really remarkable. He says in the days of Governor Tommy Thompson, about 1/3 of Wisconsin residents were swing voters.
Now we're living in a kind of a new normal where just about everybody has made up their minds. And so, therefore, the whole orientation of campaigns, whether we're talking about Scott Walker or Mary Burke, is to focus on churning out their supporters as opposed to persuading the undecided.
Burke said the Marquette poll was good news, but the only poll that really matters is Election Day. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.